This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Where else would we be? We're at Lincoln Financial Field, taking you all the way up to Eagles Cowboys. You can hear Eagles Cowboys with Merrill and Mike and Devin right here on WIP and the free Odyssey app. Before we get to the Joker that joined the show, we're going to tell you where to see a different Joker, right, Ike?
Yeah. You
get
can
it?
See, yes. I do get it. You can see Tornado Shapiro and Joe Conklin at Parks Casino on Street Road in Bensalem, PA. Check them out Thursday, September 25th. Joe will welcome Steve Ronaldo. I got that right because he spelled it out phonetically for me.
Oh, there
nice.
You go.
There you go. For tickets, go to JoeConklin.com. JoeConklin.com.
There it is. You know, if you ever want to tell a joke, if you say get it right afterwards, it always makes it hit. What's up, Elliot?
What's going on? How you guys doing?
Oh, we're good, man. You so your style looks good. You want to
I'm
tell
trying,
everybody what
yeah.
you're wearing tonight?
No well, you know, right. can't no say one, who I'm wearing.
No well, right,
yeah.
right.
No well, I got the,
right.
you know.
There we go. All I right. was wondering, no one can hear me, right?
Yeah. I can hear you.
Well, now you can.
Yeah, now you're back. You're back.
The first 2 minutes.
Stepping all over my outfit announcement.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. No, just a nice gray suit. White shirt.
Yeah, there
blue,
you go.
Blue, you know, little pattern on it, blue tie.
So, yep.
Now, look nice tonight.
Now, the suit looks like it's hot out there.
It is hot. I'm sweating.
And
yeah,
the sun is beating down. That suit
sure.
looks like it's going to need a dry cleaning after this. It's,
oh, yeah.
It's going to
yeah.
be a sweaty day out there.
Well,
for
so
you.
Honestly, I had gotten away from the suits a little bit, but I remembered, Spike, when you first hired me, one of the things you said was you love that I represented the brand in a suit. So,
yeah.
Had to go back to it.
Absolutely. I need this on game day.
Yes.
Yeah,
I need this Elliot on game.
We got some Eagles news, by the way.
Oh, boy.
All right,
okay.
All right.
So the Eagles have elevated two players to the active roster.
Already told everyone.
Already told everyone.
All
that.
Right. Never mind. Well, did you say the interesting part about it?
No. So why don't you go ahead, Elliot?
I can't tell if you're mocking me right
no,
now.
No, we're not. Well, sort of, yeah, but
well,
no.
Well, depends yeah. what you say.
Yeah.
Well, no Britton Covey.
Oh, wow. That's exciting.
So,
or not exciting. That's surprising.
It means Cooper DeJean
yeah.
probably returning punts.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah. Don't like it.
Don't there like it go. At all. Who does he think he is? Dion? Is
also,
close.
no emergency quarterback.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I don't.
So they only
so
have
it's
Sam
only,
Howell.
It's only Sam Howell, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's all we need.
Hopefully.
Well, hopefully, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you had to put the third one in there, what difference would that make?
No, they're in trouble, I agree.
Yeah.
Who
yeah.
is their emergency QB if those guys get hurt?
Hopefully we'll find – I mean, hopefully we don't find
whatever
it.
Whatever yeah. it is, they'll yeah. be just giving the ball to Saquon.
Yeah, I was going to say, the emergency is Will Shipley, A.J. Dillon, and Saquon.
That's a little surprising that they did not – that they don't have an emergency quarterback, and they also did not activate Covey. Are you a little surprised they activated Epps and Patrick Johnson? Is that a
so
surprise to you?
Patrick Johnson's a really good special teams player. And the Cowboys do have an excellent special teams
ooh,
unit.
Boy, they do won, they. Yeah, they have the number one returner in the league.
Yeah, so that makes sense. Marcus Epps, obviously, with the Makuba injury, I know he'll likely be active tonight. But the surprising thing to me is definitely Covey. I mean – I know Cooper DeJean is a good punt returner, but he's now going to be playing every snap on defense and then basically go right out and return punts. Now, maybe it won't be him, but I would think it'll be,
I hope it will be.
Yeah.
It's
exciting when Coop has the ball.
And Cooper never
returned
kicks, right?
You're more excited when Coop has the ball than Brent Covey. Come on.
I don't think that.
I'm concerned when Brent Covey has the ball. He runs into tackles.
Can a human crash test, though?
Yeah. I think he's an average punt returner.
I'm just saying, Covey. I'm more concerned when Covey is back there than I am than Cooper being back
Cooper
there.
Cooper looks like a fumble waiting to happen on punt returns.
He is riskier. Why are you guys riskier than Covey?
No, that couldn't happen with Covey, right? He couldn't fumble the ball.
Well, he could. I know you're a Cooper guy. I got it. You want to play quarterback too?
No, I'm just trying to figure out why you guys are trying to put bad mojo on him.
I'm not. I just didn't want him returning kicks.
Yeah, I don't like punts. Like, so. you're risking him to injury. He's a top three important player on the defense, arguably.
Yeah, he's also one of the top athletes on the team.
He is.
Let's hope, because he's going to be out there.
He is one of the top athletes.
Yes, surprisingly.
He is.
Yeah, time to prove it.
Yep.
It's time for him to prove it.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying.
I think 60 in the NFL by his peers has already proven that.
Not as a punt returner.
He did win the Super Bowl.
I said athlete. I didn't say returner. I said athlete. Yeah.
So it's a prove-it year for Cooper DeJean?
Yeah. I think it's a risk. But.
Yeah, of course it's a risk. It's football.
Yeah.
Football's a risk, Elliot.
Come on, toughen up.
But it's all about minimizing the risk to the best of
you. You didn't want Jake Elliott out there.
But you don't mind giving Saquon about 35 times a game, though.
Well, that's different.
After he had 500 touches.
Well, it's not that different. He's going to return three punts maybe.
Yeah.
And he's probably going to fair catch
most of them.
Hopefully he fair catches it. All right. All right, if you want to risk them, go for it.
So, Elliot, it's On the Record Thursday. And for On the Record Thursday today, we'll ask for your game prediction later. But for On the Record Thursday, we have asked people for Eagles record and where they go in the playoffs.
Yeah.
This is difficult, obviously. It is, we're just making our best guess. So, Elliot's official season prediction is here.
So, I'm going to go 11-6.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I do think they will take a step back in the win column. And... I guess.
Be honest.
Yeah, no, I know. I'll say the conference round. I don't think they're winning the Super Bowl. I'll put that out there. I do not think they are winning the Super Bowl. But I do think.
Way to step out on a ledge.
What did you guys pick?
I said they lose in the NFC Championship game to the Bucks. Jack couldn't think of a team, but said the same thing. Both said 11-6. Ike had 13-4 and beating the Bills in the Super Bowl.
I like it.
Or Baltimore.
I think they lose to the Packers. I think the Packers come out of the NFC. It's so hard to go back. And also, I think it's worth mentioning, the Eagles as an organization have had trouble sustaining success in the playoffs.
Like, not worth mentioning.
I think it is. They have not won playoff games in back-to-back years since 2004. So it's been over 20 years since this team has won one time. They did it one time in 20 years. So while they have obviously had great...
I was going to say they won a playoff game after they won the last Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly. One time, right. So, like...
Well, they only won one other Super Bowl.
No, I'm saying since 2004, they have not won a playoff game in back-to-back years.
Oh, okay.
Only one time they've done it. So they have not been a team that, while they've had regular season success for sure, and obviously with two Super Bowls have had postseason success, they have not been a team that consistently makes deep playoff runs. So they're a great roster. I think they have a great head coach and quarterback. It's just not something we've seen this team do. They're fighting a lot of history. I don't think they'll be able to beat that history.
Yeah, see, this is what gets me with you. We get close to the season. It's time to put the stones on the table, on the chopping block, and you curl up on me. I mean, we're arguing a couple months ago, Jalen is the greatest quarterback in franchise history. He's the transcendent player. Well, I'm trying to figure out why can't we, with this roster, overcome that in your mind. I understand history is stacked against them, but if you truly believe that's what they are, then why wouldn't they buck the trend?
Because I think they can have a great year without bumping that trend. I don't think they have to win a Super Bowl this year.
It's not about them having to win the Super Bowl. I'm asking you about your belief in them doing
but
that. On one hand, you'll argue how great he is and great Nick is and great that and great this. But you give me an 11-6 record because you want to be a realist right now and tell me that because it hasn't been done that they can't do it. Well, they never had a 2,000-yard rusher, and that happened last year. So I'm just asking about your faith.
Right.
And the athletes on the field that overcome whatever the history says.
So they
haven't won a back-to-back division title. Are they? So we're not picking them to win the division?
I think they'll probably win the division.
Okay.
But,
I'm glad you did that. Okay.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
But I think my prediction is putting a lot of faith in them. Going back to the conference championship game is a monumental task. It's not something we've seen this team do since, again, 2004. So, like, by saying I think they will go to the conference championship
game. Well, putting them at 11-6 and then saying they're going to be in the conference championship game.
That's a really successful year.
Well, it doesn't match up to me in from my evaluation standpoint.
If you have an elite QB and an elite head coach with you, and they just win, and all they do is win.
It doesn't match up to me is the point.
But if they win a Super Bowl, go to two Super Bowls in 4 years, and go to three conference championships in 3 years, that is an elite quarterback.
No, I'm talking about your overall record versus where, because I think you just threw the NFC championship game as a cherry on top at the end there. Because if you believe they're an 11-6 team, you must believe they're like the fourth best team in the conference.
I think they're the second best team in the conference.
With 11-6?
Well, the schedule's really hard.
Well, who's the best? Did you say that the Packers are the best?
I think the Packers are the best.
So what are they going to finish?
Probably 13 wins.
Oh, I'm just asking you. You got them as the best team in the conference. I'm wondering where the Rams, Tampa Bay, Minnesota, some of these other teams are going to finish.
Detroit.
Detroit. They're all going to win less than 11?
I think the Eagles will win the division. I think they'll be a top four seed. I think they'll make to the conference championship, but I do not think they will go to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
But I think that is a very successful year. Like, I don't think that is slating Jalen or Nick or saying they're not all that I've said they are. I think
sure
that would
is.
Be.
But in my but, mind, as somebody who's on that side of the fence, that doesn't reek like you're
but
all
I think
in
we're,
and believe.
But
there.
I think we're on the same side of the fence.
Like, you're on the same side with Spike and Jack. Yeah, yeah. But, 11-6. They don't really believe it.
Exactly the same as what we said.
But I think it is an accomplishment. I think they're going against history, but it matters.
I mean, they went 11-6 the year after the Super Bowl. I mean, the year after 2022.
They did.
Nobody felt that was great.
That's
because
point.
They collapsed, but they also didn't go to the conference championship game that year. They didn't even win a playoff.
So if they don't go to the conference championship game, it's not a success.
I would be disappointed if this roster.
Okay, so it should be at least there.
Yes.
I need to pin you down on something.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're in the boat with me or not.
We all know who's not in the boat.
Well, yes, but they clearly established that.
Yeah, not on everybody.
Yeah, they're not.
I like every Eagle.
All right, there it is.
You and I are the ones who are the defender.
I am defending them. Getting to the conference championship is a great year.
Yeah, it will be.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, can I get you to 12-5?
Sure, I'll go 12-5.
All right.
He's such a coward.
I mean, if you want me to get in the boat with you, we can do Super Bowl all year. Like, I'll get in the boat with you.
No, I'll take NFC championship game with you. I'll take that.
Yeah. I felt that was a good prediction.
12-5, though. 11-6, I don't like.
All right, 12-5.
I know. I just got a report from the tailgate.
Yes.
The camera has his ankle wrapped.
Oh, I saw.
Why is he out here if he's injured?
He's got an appearance.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, right. He had the appearance with T.O.
Yeah.
Couldn't miss that.
No.
I did see him this morning. His ankle is pretty.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah. But
what's your official report on his ankle?
Yeah. I think you guys should play on Tuesday.
Nah.
Yeah. I don't get why you don't just want to end it.
Because it gives them an out.
But you act like if you win 11-3, they're not going to say, well, we took it to 5, blah, blah, blah. We had all this time off. He still overachieved. He beat you in golf. Like, you're trying to get a moral victory that they're never going to allow you to have. So just end it. End it on him. He got hurt. Not his fault, but he got hurt. So, like, it is what it is.
Nah. It doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel right.
I'm with Elliot on that.
Yeah, just end it.
Ike wants to end it because he wants the bet to be over.
Yeah. I also think it minimizes your victory if you do it in 8 weeks as opposed to this Tuesday.
But
you lose the buzz.
It gets minimized anyway. If I beat him and he's out there limping around.
Yeah, if he can't walk without crutches, what's Jack supposed to do? Like, I wanted him
to do it. I've been in this situation with the basketball game before, and it's a tough decision to make. Do I toy with him? Do I just beat him? It's tough.
I'm just saying you better win now. Like, if you wait 2 weeks and you want to
better win anyway.
No, I know, but I would just end it.
215-592-9494. Actually, before we get to Tommy down the shore, I have another question for Elliot.
Are we still trying to pin Elliot down?
Well, yeah, there's another thing we got to pin him down on.
I'm pinning myself down. Well, I said where they're going to go. It's a successful year.
But you said 11-6, and this actually gets to the other. This gets to the other thing that I want to pin you down on.
Can't wait.
But before that, I want to pin you
down.
You're
so happy when I ask you to come on the show.
Yeah, it's always such a
You blast. Love it.
I love it, yeah. Well, I saw your tweet to me. I'm guessing that's what this is about.
I have no idea. Yeah. So before we get to Elliot's problem, I want to get to your problem. And your problem is your old drafty windows and doors. Who's going to solve the problem? I can't solve it, but I can tell you who can. Gaida can solve it. And they can solve it right now as you get into fall. Because you know winter's coming, and the old drafty windows and doors are going to be a problem in the winter with their buy one, get one half off sale on all qualifying windows and doors. You might say, Spike, what does buy one, get one half off mean? And I would say to you, what do you mean? What does it mean? It's very obvious what it means. For every door or window you buy, you get the second one at half off. You can mix and match them as well. So doors, windows, you get two of those, you get the other two at half off. And the more you think about this, the more that you get, the more that you replace in your home, the more that you buy, the more that you're going to save. That's a big project. You might be like, I don't want to put any money down. And Gaida will say, okay, no problem. No money down, 18 months to pay it off interest-free. This is for a limited time. Restrictions apply. So call Gaida today. Schedule a free no-obligation in-home estimate at 877-GO-GAIDA or visit them at GoGaida.com. That's GoGUIDA.com. So I think because we might need a minute with this with Elliot and we have Tommy down the shore, that we pause the thing I got to nail Elliot down on. Get Tommy down the shore's prediction.
And then bring it back at the end?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tommy down the shore.
It's Tommy down the shore.
Yeah, why? Yes, Spike.
Tommy down the shore.
I love baloney.
He likes to thank a Grayson, then he goes and says his piece. It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
Tommy!
Yo, what? Yo, Spike. Yo, Jack. Big time Super Bowl baloney business, baby. Yeah.
Oh, dude.
We're back.
Great
to have you back.
We need to know, you know, we haven't talked to you since the Super Bowl. What has the summer been like for Tommy down the shore? What have you been up to?
We guys know me. We've been through this cycle probably half a dozen times. See, I got, like, different cycles over the course of the year, right? Because during the bird season, I exert so much emotion, E-M-I-T-I-O-N, emotion.
Emotion.
Energy and heart, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So, like, during the off-season, I got to recharge, I got to hibernate, I got to meditate, I got to percolate, I got to assimilate, I got to do all the eight, you know what I mean?
Okay, yep.
But I've been revving up to this because, like, I've been doing some swimming, I've been playing some ping pong, I've been working on my dance moves, of course, I've been making sandwiches, but most importantly, I've been developing some very interesting ideas, one of which in particular, you guys are always so encouraging. I would love to share it with you gentlemen.
Oh, a new Tommy Down the Shore Get Rich Quick project. I would love to hear it. What do you got, Tommy?
That's right. That's right. Well, I was thinking, right, over summer.
Yeah.
People enjoy water, right?
They love water.
They love water.
Right? We can all agree on that, right?
Yep.
Yeah. People enjoy water. They like being near the water. They like being in the water, and they like drinking water, right?
Yep.
Now, for someone like me, when I'm near the water, I'm in my natural habitat. That's why I'm Tommy from down the shore. Some people, they like to be near the water and in the water, but it makes them a little nervous. It makes them a little uncomfortable. They want to feel safe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got the perfect product line. You guys ready for this?
Yes, sir.
Tommy's Baloney Floaties, right? These are
Baloney Floaties.
Right?
So floaties are the things you put on your arms where you can't swim. Are they made out of baloney?
They're not. Well, maybe we could develop science in such a way that we could do that. I'm not sure.
Okay. Okay.
We got to get research and development. But here's the thing. You put them on your arms and legs, and you can kind of drift and coast and float and feel safe. But the most important thing is each of these floaties is based on a different sandwich. You got the bologna, you got the turkey and cheese, ham and cheese, Italian, tuna melt, caprese, roast beef, and on it goes. You know what I mean? So it's like a sandwich water safety product line. What do you guys think, man?
Well, people always love their bread in the water, so or water, rather.
Yes, yes.
So I think
it enhances the taste.
Yeah, I think people are going to look at you in your bologna floaties and think, not only is that person safe and not going to drown, but they are delicious.
That's right.
We do it?
And you're feeding sharks.
Yep. Yeah. We better hope the shark doesn't like sandwiches. Yeah. Now, could we do a PB&J one? Because I'm a big PB&J guy.
Absolutely. Every kind of sandwich under the sun. Grilled cheese, floaty, soppressata and provolone, whatever. You know, we could do every kind of sandwich under the sun. You know what I mean?
Wow. I think that'll be big in South Philly in particular, to be honest with you. I think it'll
Absolutely.
Go over well. Yeah.
Here's the thing for me. I'm like an entrepreneur. I just can't get anything done. That's my only problem. That's where you guys come in.
Well, we're not entrepreneurs either. You've had a lot of good ideas from the cartoon series. I think you had a musical at one point. I think we may have to enlist somebody else to help fund these things.
Well, you guys let me know, man. I'm the idea man. That's all I can do.
But you
I'm
are the idea.
And I got to be honest, most people I know, they're very discouraging when it comes to my idea. You guys are the only ones that support what I'm doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're supportive people.
Yeah, we're behind you 100%.
Yep.
So, Tommy, here we are, another Eagles season. We have the first game tonight, Eagles-Cowboys. Everyone wants to know what you think of the 2025 Birds and tonight's game.
Can I just say this? Is it overzealous to say I just believe we're going to repeat and we're still the best team?
No,
nah.
That's not overzealous.
A lot of people feel that way.
Yeah.
I think we're going to make history, right? I think this season's going to be even more exciting than the previous season. But one thing that really irks me, you guys probably feel angered by this as well. What is all this disrespect for Jalen Hurts? I mean, what's Cam Newton got against him?
Asking the right guys. Yeah, certainly. Yeah, what is it, Spike? Fritz?
Why is it? Why are they so mean to him? I'm crying over here.
He's fine.
He was better than Mahomes in both Super
right.
Bowls, wasn't he?
Yep, he was.
Wait a minute. He was better than who?
Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes.
Wait, what's his name again?
Patrick Mahomes.
Mahomes. Oh, right. Okay, he was better than Mahomes in the Super Bowl.
You ever heard
You're
of
right.
Sherlock Holmes? This is Patrick
Yes, Mahomes. Another. Yep. Look, I don't know what the disrespect's all about. You're going to have to talk to Jack about that.
Yep. Well, and Cam Newton, because I like every kind of Newton. Sir Isaac Newton, Big Newton, and as a football player like Cam Newton, this is changing my mind on that perspective. You know what I mean? Because he's being very mean and I like it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know how I could be a hater when I put a $50 bet on him to win MVP today.
Yeah, I bet 40 bucks.
You're really going to lean on that all year.
Plus 2,000.
Yeah, he really is, yeah.
Plus 2,000.
Just like I did 16-1 last year.
Yep. Yeah, Tommy, I don't know about the disrespect is, but I'm sure people like you representing him do a great job of fighting that disrespect.
Absolutely. You know what? And to be honest, on another level, we're Philly. We like an underdog, right? So it's not the worst thing. If he's got a chip on his shoulder, you know what I mean? It's not a bad thing to have a chip on your shoulder in sports and in life. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What kind
of chips on your shoulder?
You know what he's going to do? He's going to pour water on all those haters this year.
Right. Well, see, you got potato chips on your shoulder. You pour some water. That's a dad joke right there.
Yep. So tonight.
A one at that.
It's a horrible one, Tommy.
Thank you.
What is your prediction for tonight's game, Tommy?
We are going to dominate. They are a dysfunctional franchise. We're an elite franchise. Cowboys stink. We're going to dominate in all three aspects of the game. I'm going 38-13 Birds.
Wow. Big one.
Domination.
38-13. Well, Tommy, so glad that you're back. So glad that you're still an idea, man. We'll get one of these made. And your lips to God's ears on the game tonight. We can't wait to talk to you next week.
Thanks so much, fellas. You guys are best. I love you guys. It's going to be a great season. Go, Birds. I'm over and over and over and over and out.
There it goes. Tommy down the shore. Over and over and out.
Mahomes.
We got to get one of his ideas made.
I know.
We really do.
They're great ideas.
Yeah.
Bologna floaties.
Bologna floaties. So along with pinning Elliot down on a specific issue coming up and our predictions for tonight's game. We do have the top 5 of 5 coming up next. Jack, what do we have to look forward to?
Well, listen, you can't go 4 without looking in the past. Does that work?
That is not a saying.
Not even close to a saying?
Nope.
But I figured we got to take one last trip down memory lane to get people ready for the return of the birds tonight.
Okay, so that is coming up next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.